5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies feline with a death wish. Be right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, I'm destined.
Welcome to hour two of the show. Anthony, we're going to get to you here. Time for me to air a grievance at some point today. I've let it go for a bit, and then another conversation between Joe and Sean. I had to, sometimes you just got to let it be known. What's bothering you? So we'll get to that in this hour, too. But let's get to Anthony. Anthony wants to talk Netflix. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. This is why I love your show. You talk about real hard-hitting topics, like when is enough from Netflix. For me, it was enough when I was trying to find a good show, and then I just couldn't find anything good. And like you said, I Googled when Stranger Things is going to come out. And they're like, oh, it's going to be another 25 years. And I was just like, well, that's the only show that really keeps you from, you know, me watching it. So I canceled my subscription last month, and they sent me an email asking, like, hey, you know, we can give you another month for free if you come back, because I've been there ever since the beginning. But there's literally nothing for me to watch on there. I don't really care about any show or any movie. I signed up for was at Paramount, and I've been watching The Lioness, which is amazing, and then after that, I'm going to watch Landman. And those two shows is better than what Netflix has done in the past 10 years, besides Stranger Things. So I don't think there is any show on Netflix that's amazing.
I can't fight you on this, man. As you heard, I'm not a giant Netflix offender anyway. Like, there's some things I like The Witcher's cool. It hits a certain part of my brain that I like, the sci-fi, witchy, sci-fi fancy stuff I'm in on. But yeah, if we're talking about like non, as someone would say, kid or cartoon stuff that I watch, yeah, the stuff on Netflix, not great. Paramount's easily clears that with Lioness and Landman. Landman is objectively dumb, but it's a good type of dumb. It's entertaining, and you've got good actors in it, whatever you think of like Taylor Sheridan and the stories he wants to tell.
Yeah, but you got Billy Bob Thornton,
yeah.
Jerry Jones, John Hale.
Well, Jerry Jones put on a sterling performance. Hopefully he's up for an Emmy. Maybe not this round because that happened a little late in the process, yeah, but next time. Maybe Jerry
missed the deadline.
What if there's a role for a former?
There has to be best celebrity cameo.
Best celebrity cameo or best scene and whatever it is to get Jerry nominated. I'm looking for it.
If there's not best celebrity cameo in at least the Emmys.
Something.
That's why people don't watch.
Yeah, something. Jerry's got to at least be mentioned when they talk about these things. So, Anthony, enough. I'm glad you got to the point where you're out. It may simply be for me. Out until Stranger Things is back.
If they ever crack down on the household thing, like the number of households that can be connected or whatever, where I'm kicked off my parents' Netflix,
Not adding. There's nothing there that draws you.
I'm good with Max. I'm good with Max. I'm good with Amazon Prime, which I also have through my parents. That's about it. Hulu.
Yeah. I have.
But Hulu, I jump on and off depending on
what's on.
What I want to watch.
I am been a consistent Hulu person, Amazon Prime, which gives me Paramount. I think I had to add that. I'm not sure how that actually worked. I stopped paying attention. Disney Plus, I watch that stuff. Now that's combined with Hulu anyway. But for the most part, Netflix has been a giant disappointment, and we'll see how long they keep me. Speaking of giant disappointments, let's talk about Sean and Joe.
Oh, that's
it's a disappointment to me.
Friendly.
It's a disappointment to me. Okay. I'm sure generally you guys are great, but as far who knows? I'm trying to shoot
I'm
you
sure
some bail.
Some people call me a disappointment.
I mean, maybe the people who you still glom off of when it comes to your subscriptions. Who knows?
We really thought
we had thought at some
by
point
28 Netflix.
We thought you would be paying for it. They're like, we know what you're doing, Sean. We just thought at some point you'd take the initiative. But this is my issue. The thing we talked about a lot during the summer when the show was just starting, spring and summer, was the return of EA College Football 25. It was a giant topic of conversation. We talked about the trailers. We talked about it all. And the game came back. Sean and I, in fact, were so into the game, we paid extra to get the game early. Joe George was a late arrival. He's got other concerns, like a family he has to deal with.
Yeah, but eventually, Johnny come lately.
But eventually he hopped on, got a PS5, started playing. And you know what? I sat quietly during breaks while Sean and Joe talked about their online dynasty. And I think BMAC is involved in that too.
He's not.
He's not okay.
He's not.
That's a defense.
He's an Xbox lifer.
And apparently that's the defense. Oh, and online you can't play. Okay.
You can't do cross-platform.
You can't do cross-platform in online dynasty. And I just sat there and listened and thought to myself, you know what? Should I be insulted by this? That the person who talked about this game probably in an inordinate amount on an actual sports show.
Someone say too much.
Yeah, some people. Some people say too much, but it's my show, so too much is never enough. Talked about it quite a bit and was like, you know what? They keep talking about their online dynasty. And I'm just sitting here going, you know what? I'm just fine. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it didn't cross their mind. I'm not going to be bothered by it. But at some point, when I hear at least twice a week during a break about the progress you got to take
or lack thereof
by you guys.
By me, yeah.
Because you had things to worry about, like spending nights in a hotel. And that's even more insulting.
That we were
bonding over basketball and Lady Bird, and it never crossed your mind. That these two, in particular, Sean Mapes and Joe George, have an online dynasty with PS5s. And guess who has a PS5? Guess who talked about getting a PS5 on this show quite a bit? And Joe's excuse was for not inviting me. I didn't know you had one. What? What are you talking about? The impetus for this entire thing, I feel like, is my bringing up the game and talking about how great it was to have it back. And yet, no invite. How many seasons of your online dynasty have you guys gone through?
Joe, how many?
Season three!
Just started season three.
And not an invite.
Yeah. Tough start for the
wow.
boy.
Wow.
We got sold a lemon in Lenora Sellers in the portal. By the way.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve all the bad things that happen to you. I'm going Silky Johnson on you. You deserve all the bad things in the world to happen to you and to you only.
Would you like an invite for season four?
Yeah, I guess I would, Sean. I guess I would. What is this?
Can I blame
multiple seasons?
Can I blame Josh Beard because he's the commissioner?
Fine,
I'm blaming Josh Beard. Not my fault.
That's fine, but maybe
I have no sway in this league.
But maybe bring it up to Josh. Hey, I know, the guy who was kind of your coworker for about, I don't know, 3 months or so,
6 weeks, yeah,
yeah, something like that.
It was longer than that.
Yeah,
not much longer.
I just don't remember the time. He likes playing the game. In fact, he might be an easy mark because he hadn't played it that much because things got in the way, but I still got it. Still got the game, got it downloaded, got everything, and yet nothing.
We have a group chat with the four of us.
Of course you do have a group chat.
You're not in.
I'm aware.
Unnamed member of the group chat says, Sean and I are getting roasted for not inviting one of our coworkers into the league, so we have another person who wants to join us next season.
Unbelievable.
Just heads up.
Unbelievable.
Who are you thinking about taking over?
Who are the teams that are available?
All the 130 something.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, what do you mean take over? Right? Do I got
all, but,
Am I pushing someone out of the league?
You want the ECU Pirates? I'll hand
so
it
is
over.
So, like, are there rules? Like, you can't take over a 4-star program, whatever?
Josh's Texas State. Joe, since he was new, we gave him a little bit of a boost with Boise. I'm ECU, in case you haven't heard. And then another member of the league is Coastal Carolina.
Hmm. So it's in that realm. Now I got to find a team.
A lot of recruiting battles in the Tidewater area between us.
I got to think about it. I'm not going to jump out and go, this is the team I want. I got to do some research. Hopefully it's for season 4. Conveniently forgetting it. Oh, I'm still waiting. Season 5. Dell, we'll get you that invite. You're treating me like Houston, like the Big 12 treated Houston for all those years. Oh, yeah, we'll get to you.
Yeah. No, we need Josh to leave the league, and then you can join. Yeah. And then there might be 1 year of overlap.
Yeah, sure. Okay, there it is. Airing of grievances.
You'll get your home game. Don't worry.
Sweet. But you'll have – but the replay official will be from your school. We'll get screwed. That's some very inside Texas Houston stuff that happened. Not too distant past. Okay. That was a first down, whatever you say. Didn't matter, though. The big school got the win. Well, that's all we're looking for in college football. Screw over the little guy. All right, grievances over. Maybe you guys have some issues with the Texans offensive line. You want to air some grievances too. You can call in about that because we're going to get to some numbers that just support what your eyes have told you all year long about how they've handled certain things. We'll get to that when we come back.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
So these numbers come from fantasy points data. CJ Stroud was pressured on 56.9% of his dropbacks, on which the opposing team used the stunt. That's the second highest rate of 108 qualifying quarterbacks in fantasy points data history. I'm not sure that means anything. What does fantasy points data history mean to me?
I imagine since like 2000. I don't know.
No, I think
that. Or is that like a?
Is that the
a website?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is that just fantasy points? And fantasy points data, I think, is the name of their website. It is. It's their Twitter handle. So I'm not sure why that means anything.
How long have they been in existence? I'll get on that.
For whatever. Whatever you might think of that nugget, it just means whatever you saw last year, well, now last season, I guess, for the Texans, was exactly true. If you thought they couldn't handle teams playing games up front to a level where it was embarrassing to watch, you're right. Second highest rate of 108 qualifying quarterbacks. How does that get fixed? Well, firstly, you think it gets fixed because the O-line coach isn't back. Are they going to promote someone from within? That is Aaron Wilson's reporting that they like someone within the building. So he is going to be a real candidate for the job. And do they find help with personnel? I feel like Shaq Mason is the obvious one you say goodbye to. The others are all draft picks or guys you're paying a lot of money to. Like Shaq Mason, contract was sizable, but you can get off of that. And then you have to go find your answers from the rest. And if you can find an addition that fits. So is Kenyon Green going to go? There's no trade market for him. I don't think so. Do you keep him? Do you keep the former first rounder and give him one more go? Not to be the cemented starter, but to go try to win a spot or at least be a rotation guard, be active on game days. Is that where he lands? Questions for Nick Cassero. Got that blind spot for O-line. Has not hit on those guys. Needs to get fixed because that number is nuts. Particularly when the final scenes from CJ Stroud's year was him limping on that field. Now, that limp came from a scramble early in the game, but those hits piled up. It was a rough one, and he played one of his better games in the last, well, really the back half of the season. Just wasn't enough, partly because that offensive line could not handle anything the Chiefs threw at him and threw at them late in that game. One thing you might figure out, whoever the new O-line coach is, Dare and Schultz should not be in any combination blocking a starting defensive end. Bad planning. And I don't know who that falls on. We will hopefully not have to deal with that next year. Some of other things involving the Texans that aren't so great. If you are into awards and like them just because you think it gives guys on your team a little respect, don't look at the DPOY or DROY, excuse me. The AP does not have a Texan on the list. There are two Eagles, two Rams, and one Dolphin. No Texans. The two Eagles DBs, Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, make the list for the finalists. Braden Fisk and Jared Verse, the two Rams, make the list. Those guys are college teammates at Florida State. And then Chop Robinson, the pass rusher for the Dolphins, makes the list as well. So why Cooper DeJean over Kamari Laster in particular? Like, the Texans guys have stats. So clearly this isn't just a compilation of numbers that gets you this award, or at least even makes you a finalist, because you couldn't tell me that Quinyon Mitchell or Cooper DeJean put up the counting numbers that Kamari Laster and Kalen Bullock did. So you think, particularly for an award like this, production would mean something? Specifically when the numbers are so skewed in the favor of the two guys not on the list? Not this time.
Yeah.
Give it to the Eagles.
Yeah, because the Eagles guys combined, zero interceptions. Am I correct? Did they get one? I don't think DeJean or Quinyon Mitchell have an interception. And you have just Lassiter, who has three.
No. Four. Mitchell and DeJean don't have an interception between them. And yet, finalist. Maybe there's some PFF grade that gives them the edge. But in the AP, I don't believe AP voters are looking at the minutia of PFF grades and go, what is this guy like when there's a receiver in his area? I don't think they're doing that. I'm not going to give them that much respect.
I don't know. Let's see what Fantasy Points data says.
Okay, let's see if it's out there.
History of fantasy.
I don't think they're looking at that either. I think Cooper DeJean was always going to have a shot because of the obvious.
Why?
It was very cool for everyone to talk about a white cornerback. That's why.
It was cool.
Everyone loved – a lot of people who
– inspiration to a lot of little white kids out there. Moved to safety.
By the way, he's a superior athlete, by the way. He's not just some guy, plumber
scrappy.
Out there.
He's scrappy.
No, he's not.
Just doesn't have the best measurables.
He was an elite punt returner.
He just gets through with grit.
And that was the thing. He does not get through with grit. He's actually an elite athlete. And yet everyone falling all over themselves because they see a white corner out there.
Coach's kid.
Is he?
I don't know. A lot of times they are.
A lot of time white corners are coaches' kids.
Or just white guys on defense.
Well, not everyone can play for be a Venables, I guess. Because that actually is the case, what he did at Clemson. Multiple sons played in that. I always laugh at that. I know Clemson has different recruiting standards. They don't go after everyone as part of – it's a point of pride for them. They like to brag about it. But you mean to tell me that of all the players they actually would recruit, the two Venables kids beat those guys out, deserve scholarships. Forget about beating guys out. They deserve scholarships over other guys, and they got starting roles.
They know how to do it the Clemson way. They're raised in it. It's molded by it.
Go find someone who can cover a deep third. How about that? How about you do that?
It's about more than coverage. It's about our faith and our family here at Clemson.
Yeah, you know, in the
little,
deep
little Clemson.
That's right. In the deep South, you can never find a talented kid who loves God. That never happens.
No.
That's never a thing. Yeah, the deep South isn't full of families who have really talented athletes who love God. Only the Venables kids could match the faith that Clemson wants from their athletes. Do people realize what the hell was going on there? It's Clemson. They're competing for national titles. And Venables was playing daddy ball. And Dobble's like, I'll allow it. Because at least Dobble kept his kids on special teams and in blowouts. Venables had his kids start in playoff games. And yet, that's the type of guy you're getting at Oklahoma. Just be aware, if there's another Venables kid in the pipeline, I don't know. I don't know if there's another Venables kid about to be a college football player. He'll be starting over whatever recruit you think should be in that spot. He's not even a DC anymore. He's a head coach. He has more power. But back to Cooper DeJean screwing over Kamari Lassiter. I don't get it. Doesn't feel like that should have happened. As I said, I don't think the AP voters are locked in on the ins and outs of what is happening in that Vic Fangio defense and understanding that Cooper DeJean should get that, should be a finalist. Those guys saw, you know what would be fun? This story. Let's put him in. I don't think there's any chance he wins the award. That feels like it's going to go to Jared Verse.
I think that is why I'm not like that.
I think it's a Jared Verse award no matter what.
But I would be surprised if it wasn't.
But that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be recognition for what the Texans DBs did.
But what exactly does finalist, like, what kind of recognition?
Yeah, do you even show up at NFL Honors if you know you're not going to win?
Also, like, you show up at NFL Honors, but like 10 years from now, when we're talking about Kamari Lassiter, we're not going to be like, he finished fourth in Defensive Rookie of the Year.
You know what I know about you, Sean? You don't care about fairness.
I don't care about fairness. I don't care about personal accolades. That's what I don't care.
Oh, you're a team
about.
Guy.
I'm such a team guy.
That's right.
Thank you, James Harden, for disabusing me of ever caring about whether guys win MVPs or not.
How many years into Rockets Twitter were you deep into before you realized it doesn't matter anymore? When you're fighting Warriors fans about who's more valuable, how long?
After the Russell Westbrook MVP in 2017, and then James Harden goes out and shoots like 1-for-13 in a game 6 or game 7.
Game 5?
Against the Spurs at Toyota Center to get eliminated.
Where he quit.
That's where I'm like, I cannot believe that I said this guy should win MVP. Even though he did have a better year than Russell Westbrook. It's just like, I don't care anymore. And then he wins it the next year.
Yeah. It really kind of brings you back to reality.
It's just like, who cares?
What am I doing here? This guy who I championed for MVP went out there and got abused by Jonathan Simmons.
Yeah.
That Kawhi didn't play in that game. Tony Parker didn't play in that game. The best perimeter player on the floor was Jonathan Simmons. He played so well, Orlando gave him a big deal, relatively speaking for Jonathan Simmons, gave him a big deal. And we've never seen him again. We don't know what happened to Jonathan Simmons. He got life-changing money because of what he did in that series to the Rockets and how much he outplayed James Harden. That's what happened. So you credit James for something.
Yeah.
He changed Jonathan Simmons' life.
Oh, and my life, because now anytime someone has a good year, I'm not crying about they should be the MVP. Yeah. Same thing with the Rockets All-Stars this year. It's like, should one of them be an All-Star? Probably. Don't care. Don't really care.
Even this week you've had an example why getting into those arguments doesn't matter. Jalen Green, Western Conference Player of the Week. Rockets deserved. Players. We're talking about how we got two All-Stars, Şengün and Jalen. And
let then the apology be as loud as the disrespect.
That certainly were tweets from people. And it's just almost as if they don't know who the player they're talking about is. Because 2 games later, he's back to the guy he's back to the November-December version.
Yeah.
He can bounce back, though. Let's see what he does in Cleveland on Saturday. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't care that much about individual awards.
It just doesn't do anything.
But I do think it's dumb that those two Eagles are there and one Texan isn't. As dumb as the award is, this is even dumber. There's no reasonable reason that's happening. Oh, well.
Again, we're talking about third place for the
give me my propers.
All right.
I want my accolades of finishing third. And AP Defensive Rookie of the Year voting.
Two FSU defensive linemen are going to finish ahead.
Yeah, it's two pairs of teammates, and then even college teammates are involved in it too for the Rams. Kind of nuts. Okay, we got a couple more segments to go here. Sean's not offended if you are. I would say learn from Sean. Doesn't matter that much. I'm just pointing it out. If you want to get in on anything, you're done with Netflix like Anthony is, we welcome the call. If you take issue with us cutting you off because we don't trust you, you can call in too. If you want to, that individual who we referenced earlier in the show, if you want to call in, we will give you a shot to get off whatever the hell you thought was okay. I don't know, maybe a month ago. But I don't know
if we should do that.
I do like him keeping receipts. I do respect him saying, Oh, you cut me off, huh? And this is what you come up with? I respect a man who has an agenda. You can call in or anyone else, 713-780-3776. We will be back.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are. No, not really.
Thanks, Michael Carroll. He's in the building, back, like a lot of us. He will join us on Friday, tomorrow.
Can I be honest?
Sure.
And this is not specific to Michael Carroll. This is not specific to anybody.
Okay. Cover yourself before you say something egregious.
I really like just being the only person here.
You know what? Oh, yeah.
Because that's...
From 12 to 6, yeah. Yesterday and the day before?
Yeah. I don't know. I like having the run of the play.
Isn't it?
Although Lance was here yesterday.
Which always ruins things. Understood.
I wouldn't say that.
I would say it, clearly. Yeah. I would say it all the time.
Got to talk about fart years.
Yeah. Not a great nickname for Quinn. Hopefully that doesn't stick. But, yeah, it's not bad. We've both been down the hall, which is a station that doesn't exist anymore. And we spent, in cases sometimes, all shift with no one walking in.
Yeah. Overnight. Overnight was
interesting.
It was a movie.
Yeah.
By that, I mean I would literally
you can watch movies. Movie. Better than the other alternative, which gets you fired. Not a lot did down there, but bringing a pillow and a comforter
thing.
To go to sleep
That's the
gets
thing.
You fired. Like, you could actually fall asleep.
And be fine.
And fine. But if you
Everyone
planned on
mistake.
It, but planning on it gets you fired.
Yes. Exactly.
And rightfully so.
Yeah. Shout out to you.
Yeah. Hey, man. I respect it. you were full
sure.
of no
–
full
I,
of.
No, I guess I respect it.
You can come in and be that full of no care?
Yeah. I don't even know. Just a kid, man. Just a
– Hey, just trying to make his way. And didn't do well making his way. No. So I'm with you. I get it. There have been times – If you are working as a part-time producer, particularly here, you'll run a game. You'll come in at – maybe you relieve the person who was there before you, but you'll run a game from, I don't know, let's say 7 or 6:30 for the pregame, and you could be there until 11:30 and later with no one in the building, which I'm completely fine with.
Yeah.
I would be fine.
During
COVID, that was a thing too.
Yeah.
Like everyone would work from home and – we would be here, and I would sit here for, depending on the shift, maybe 6 hours, 8 hours. And
I said, like I worked here during COVID.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, you understand, but you weren't one of those people. Maybe for people who do work from home, they're used to it too. It's not a bad
thing
for me.
It's not like working for, or at least for me, for everyone else, it is like working from home. But for me, it was more like just working at an empty office building that...
Something interesting about it. I don't know if I would like to do it every day, mm-hmm. but just being a change and not having random voices, it was fine
I
did it.
I also got home last night and 100% thought it was Friday.
Days have been confusing for me. I didn't think it was Friday. I was for the better part of this week, I haven't been sure what day it is.
Yeah.
I know I had to go in the work. But because we were staying over the hotel, it just changes up your routine. And days felt longer for some reason as well. I don't know why that was. It was a same work shift. Probably
less driving.
Maybe that's what it is. I spent less time
going
from place to place. The days just felt longer.
Yeah, like you just would walk over and whatever, 12:30.
I mean, I did take a treacherous ride to Central Market for a couple sandwiches.
Thank
I did
you.
Do that.
Thank you again for that.
Oh, this wasn't about...
I won't then say why days felt longer for me. I won't say why. Why did days feel longer?
Days felt longer for you.
I don't know why. Felt like all I did was wake up, come here, go watch one game, one movie, and come back.
And debate whether you could get food from a place, depending on how
no
their
debate.
App was working.
It was no debate. It was just, are they open?
And is their app something I can actually use and will work for me?
Or are they saying they're open on Google, but then I go to the app and they say they're closed?
Yeah. Yeah, Sean had a very difficult time trying to figure out what to eat.
Turns out someone can out Pizza Hut.
Little Caesars did a couple days ago, a couple nights ago. All right, so that was our experience. I'm sure everyone had a little bit different. A lot of you guys probably played in the snow. Not us. We grinded, making sure the station stayed on the air.
Literally did not get to play in the snow at all.
I didn't touch snow at all. Not once.
I mean, the snow touched me, but I didn't.
You didn't touch back?
No, I mean, it just landed on me as I was walking. There's nothing I could do to stop it.
I had more interaction with slush and ice just walking from my car to like a gas station than I did touching snow. It is what it is. But we're back to normal. You heard Michael introduce us. He's in the building, as I said. He'll join us to talk about what you should and shouldn't watch. Maybe he has a review of The Night Agent. I don't know. We will see. That is always a surprise for Michael Carroll, the host of Comicast. You can find that on any place you listen to a podcast, Apple, Spotify. It's all there for you. Okay, we got a couple things to get to before we go. I didn't know that Albert Shingun was a crash test dummy. He told this story yesterday where he told it to Sam Amick of The Athletic. He said, I had a lot of injuries from childhood, like everywhere, my arms, my knees. I have injuries and scars everywhere from climbing places. A car hit me twice. Hit him twice. And I don't think he means while he was in another car. I think it means a car contacted his body.
I read that as he got hit by a car twice.
Yeah, he says, I was almost dying, and now I play every game. That's the quote.
It's such a funny quote.
Is that just a product of not being a native English speaker? Because I was almost dying. Do you think that's what it was? That's why it sounds different and funny?
No, I think it's I got hurt all the time, scrapes, bruises. I got hurt climbing. I got hit by a car twice. And now I play every basketball game.
Oh, that part.
I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Just the, like,
I think he's
it's pointing. Just another example of like, yeah, I got hurt climbing. Also hit by a car twice.
There are levels to this. As a kid,
now I made it.
Kid gets hurt climbing.
That everyone or kids, not everyone, but
kids
a lot
get
of
scars.
Yeah,
kids have injuries. I don't know how many kids who got hit by a car twice.
Just clipped.
Yeah.
Actually, he almost died. So maybe
you said he was almost dying. I don't know. I don't know the extent of – or maybe that's just him using some hyperbole, but hit by a car twice.
And this is where him not being a native speaker, I won't point out – or no, I will point out, but I won't hold it against him. Then it makes it seem like it was the same car that hit him twice.
So are you suggesting the car hit him, then came back and hit him?
Or like a couple days later, just – what are the odds? The same car.
A car hit me twice. Yeah, who knows?
Gray Buick again.
It's dangerous in those streets. But we're glad that Albie is a rocket and maybe he's your all-star. But,
yeah, maybe.
And he did hit the game-winning free throw yesterday in their win against the Cavs. It was a very Rockets-like game condensed into a quarter.
Yes.
They were up big, gave up a 19-0 run. Fred VanVleet had a good shooting night, hit two threes on back-to-back possessions to tie it. Amen made a play. Didn't result in points, but he made a great play defensively that almost led to points for him. And then, of course, Alpi gets fouled by Jared Allen, Texas legend Jared Allen, on a loose ball under the Cavs hoop. Alpi makes one out of two, and then Darius – no, he made both. I said one out of two before. Didn't he made both. I said one out of two earlier.
They were up two.
I was wrong. He made both.
They were up two because Darius Garland only made one free throw.
Yeah. He Alpi made two free throws. Correct myself on that. They go up by two, and then Darius Garland fouled by Tari Eason on a three-point attempt. Ruled a flagrant.
Flagrantly fouled.
With about just under
2 seconds.
2 seconds to go.
Like 2.3.
Yeah. About 2 seconds to go. He misses the first two. Tari Eason breathes a sigh of relief. And then Donovan Mitchell misses the shot that would have won the game. And the Rockets win. So, big win for them. Very, very good atmosphere in Toyota Center. And they walk away not losing the two games at home against the Pistons and the Cavs. And they get to head to Cleveland with the chance to sweep this two-game set with them. They play on Saturday, so they got a little time to recover and see if they can go up there. They have fared okay against the top teams. I mean, OKC, those games have been close. They're really helped by sweeping Memphis so far. They have one more game against them, but they've won the first three. They
only have one loss to a Western Conference, I think, like top 16. And
the Clippers, they lost a game to the Celtics last night, but the Clippers have been better than you would think, considering how the Rockets have treated them this year. And they lead the Pacific, if that means anything to you, but they have played better. And the Rockets have beat the hell out of them.
Yeah.
So,
and they lead the Southwest.
If that matters. Once again, if that matters to you. And they lead.
It matters to me.
Are you going to buy a Southwest Division t-shirt? I don't think they make those.
Doesn't matter, Brian. AFC South champions 2 years in a row, Brian.
I'm not saying it's not a good accomplishment to be in first place. When's the last time the Rockets have been in first place in their division at any point past January 1st? When's the last time? 4 years ago now, something? Maybe?
Maybe 2020, but they're the four seed.
So for how far this team has come, it's a big-time improvement. I just don't know if they're going to be celebrating it. I don't think we celebrate division titles anymore in basketball.
I mean, just this is not Rockets specific, but yes, no one celebrates division titles anymore. But
no.
They should have confetti fall down.
The Rockets, this time the Rockets should.
Streamers.
No confetti. Confetti is one of the worst things ever created. I always think about, me and my buddy KJ, I was talking about this. We think about the people who have to clean it up. I'm not a big people person, if you can't tell, but I do think about the people who have to, they win, so I got to clean up all this garbage. Why?
Like in playoffs, playoff series where they drop confetti after every win at home.
Why?
It's like
The Knicks were down 3-0 in a series against the Heatles and dropped confetti when they won game four. What? You're going to a gentleman's sweep and you're celebrating? That confetti's dumb. Sorry.
Yeah, now someone has to sweep it up.
Yeah. If you drop the confetti, if you make the plan to drop the confetti, you have to clean it up. Not the people who keep your building in tip top shape for paying customers. Okay, we got one more segment to go before we get back. Art sent me a funny tweet about my mom's viewing habits. I'll get to that when we come back. And Art, I will tell you now, no, she has not watched that show. But I'll talk about the show or reveal the show that he asked about when we come back. So if you want to get in before we go, you can 713-780-3776. We'll be back.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
You're listening to The Dale Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Dale. Dell. No, that's okay. That's on me. I went more country with it. My bad, Dell.
The punishments for making your producer think you're going to be late coming back. I get that. Rejoin. Every time he thinks it's I'm just, not going to be back in time.
It's just 3 seconds longer. So
3 seconds too much. If that's what I have to hear. So, Art asked, because we were talking about Netflix and they don't provide anything. I mentioned my mom's really into Netflix right now. She's watching Manifest and other things. Just plowing through episodes. She'll get through like 7 and not realize it. He asked if my mom has watched Euphoria. I will tell you no. Now, she is, unlike Sean, where he's on his parents' Netflix, my mom's on my HBO Max. So she could if she wanted to. She has her own profile. I haven't really looked into it. But I don't think Euphoria is one of her things. You guys like Sydney Sweeney a lot more than she would, I think. I don't think Sydney Sweeney holds the same appeal.
I don't know. I've never met your mom.
I have. I'll tell you.
Okay.
She's never mentioned how much she loves attractive blonde women ever.
Not once?
Not once. Are you sure?
Not
about
once.
What about in college?
Like 30-something years.
Not once. Not once. So sorry, Art. No. But if she does watch it, I hope she doesn't tell me. That's one I don't need anything about.
No
information. Okay. Don't tell me. Please. You want to talk about The Pit? We can talk about The Pit, Mom. We can talk about that show. For some reason, you like dragons. You want to talk about Game of Thrones? Cool. But, well, even that's aggressive.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's some stuff.
There's some stuff in there that I don't want to hear about, but certainly not Euphoria. There it is. Oh, Kalen Book has responded to his... Let's just say snub. Let's call it a
disrespect.
Snub. Yeah.
That he's not fifth in defensive rookie of the year. Yeah.
Someone tweeted out his numbers in a quote tweet of him not making the top five of the list. He says, I think this goes off big names. I don't know if the rookies being mentioned were big names. Like Cooper DeJean, yes, for reasons. But Quinyon Mitchell's from Toledo. Now, the two Florida State guys, sure, but there wasn't a lot a buzz. Neither one was was Verse a first round pick? Maybe.
I think he was.
But it wasn't a lot of buzz. Chop Robinson was a first round pick, but these are all low.
Yeah.
Low first round picks are out of the first round. It wasn't a top five because most of those guys were offense. So if not all, so
yeah, the first defensive player was like 12th or something.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's big names, but it would be. Oh, I guess it would be a reason because I can't find a real one that would keep them off the list. But he's seen it, and yeah, 55 tackles, 5 picks, 11 PBUs.
That's good.
That's very good for a rookie. Now, he will take gambles, and he'll be out of position sometimes, but that leads to him making some big plays, too. So he's got to find a balance there. But, look, accolades or not, the Texans had 2 good picks for that secondary. And they're pretty much set. We'll see if Petrie comes back and where he'll be and how healthy he'll be. He'll be back. We'll just see if he will be solidified there, or do they need one more body to have a great one, like maybe a nickel corner if you want to keep Kamari Lassiter on the outside. But they've devoted a lot of resources there and hit on pretty much all those guys. But he's seen it. No word from Kamari Lassiter, Sean. So
okay.
If he's offended by lack of a finalist appearance.
No, my opinion on this is I'm okay if they're upset.
No one else should be.
I don't have to be upset.
No,
I don't care about no one. Hey, people need to fill radio segments. I get it. I don't have to be upset. No. I am not going to sit there and I don't have a ballot. I'm not going to sit here and parse who's the actual fourth place defensive rookie of the year. Who should be a finalist? I don't care.
What you do care about is keeping me out of that dynasty league that
scoreboard.
You guys have.
That's what I care about. Well, in the dynasty league, really what I care most about is recruiting.
Understood. Well, Jimmy's and Joe's, man.
Yeah.
Jimmy's and Joe's.
Yeah. Need them to get a little better, though. Well,
I know you don't want this tactician coming into the league and just winning it early, but no. I get it. That's why I'm out.
I'm just stars. Give me stars. No.
I'm the Charlie Weiss of that of that online dynasty.
I'm the Mario Cristobal. I am without a doubt the Mario Cristobal.
I will come in and pretend like I have a dramatic schematic advantage.
I am roll the ball out there.
Let's go. My big fast people will beat your small, somewhat fast people.
That's all.
No matter what play you draw up.
That's what we do over here at ECU, all right?
That's right. Go get them wins, baby. And if you have to get in a fight with NC State, so be it. I wish they would allow that in the game. A brawl. That's what 26 should have.
Yeah,
or at least like, a flag planting.
I was going to say, option to flag plant and having to be separated.
Yeah. I mean, because they won't sanction a fight. But a flag planting, if it's in the game, EA, let's bring that. Because that was a big topic to end the rivalry weekend of college football before championship weekend. All right. We're done for the day. Gallant and George are up next. Joe George, the Texas of Online Dynasty, keeping out the little guy. Since we're done, Sean, what does that mean?
We did it!
That's right. We did do it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.